You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour. All right. We are still hoping that Boston authorities, and God bless these guys for what they're doing. Damn, the heroism, and them putting their lives at risk while you and I are talking, you know, and in the safety of where we are right now. They're still on the manhunt for the younger of the two brothers of Chechenian background who are the alleged bombers from Monday's Boston Marathon bombing. Now, as I'm sure you've already heard, 26th Marilyn Sarnev was killed in a confrontation with police in Watertown, Massachusetts very early this morning. Unfortunately, he was shot after we had lost an MIT campus police officer, as well as somebody else being shot in critical condition right now. But now the manhunt is on for Dakard Sarnev, 19-year-old. And we're not sure if right now he has a vest armed with explosives. We're not sure if he right now has a hostage. All we know is police are now searching for him. Unfortunately, from what we understand, a lot of the police radios and scanners and things are kind of quiet, so we're not getting the information as easily as we were a couple days ago, and then we had leaks and all that, so I think things are being kind of kept quiet until we find out what's going on. But if we get any information, we will definitely keep you posted. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to get to medical news headlines and any other headlines or information that comes in. We will stop talking and give that to you. All right. Now, state health officials say a vulnerable adult is recovering from neglect after he was found in filthy conditions at an assisted living facility in Chisholm. Apparently, Minnesota Department of Health has cited Hillcrest Terrace for failing to recognize that the man's health had deteriorated. This is according to Fox News. Ambulance crew members said the resident was found unconscious, okay, in a room that had mold, strongly smelled of urine, and had no bed sheets. They say he was suffering from critically low blood sugar due to diabetes and a urinary tract infection. Now, Hillcrest is owned, I believe, by Range Development Company, and the owner's attorney, Steve Leighton, says the company does not right now wish to comment on the particular resident's care and treatment. I hate hearing stories like this, you know, because as more of us fall into the baby boomer age and how many of us are starting to get older and thinking about what's going to happen to us in the next 10, 15, 20 years, you want to know that these assisted living, these Alzheimer's care facilities, these nursing homes, et cetera, have improved over the last 30 years. 40, 50 years. And when you hear something like this, it's pretty scary. They say Hillcrest is home to two developmentally disabled people and more than 10 people who have mental health ailments. An earlier investigation showed that Hillcrest was cited for neglect when a resident broke his arm and wasn't treated for 1 month. You know, when you see stories like this, the first thing people say is, wait a second, how could these facilities not be watched as closely as they should? And many of you brought that up with the dentist, the Tulsa dentist. Apparently, we got word that 57 people right now have been found to have hepatitis C, B, or HIV. And these were patients of that clinic. Still not yet verified if any of them acquired their infectious disease from the Tulsa Dental Office or not. But, the question arises, who watches these offices? Who does spot checks? Well, usually it's OSHA. You know, and we do have dental boards and we do have medical boards. I feel very well regulated, you know, and if I have questions, I'm able to go to our state OSHA facility. I'm able to have them come, you know, do a walkthrough so I make sure we're doing everything right. But in terms of having spot checks, no, there's not a lot being done. I don't think they have enough facilities. I don't think they have enough people. And, you know, I believe nursing facilities and, you know, these clinics do need to know that at any time they can be checked. It's unfortunate that that has to be done, and the threat, right, of being, you know, spot checked has to be there to, you know, ensure that people do things right. But, that really blows my mind that somebody could be left with a broken arm for over a week. Somebody could be, you know, in a critical hypoglycemic state. I mean, they could possibly seize. They could go into a coma, for crying out loud. And there's not enough staff or facilities. Now, keep in mind, this can get worse because as we have more baby boomers, and as this recession is not showing any sort of improvement as far as I'm you know, seeing it from my end, you know, do we have enough people to go into this type of work? Healthcare facilities. We're obviously not incentivizing with Medicare or Medicaid. You know, I mean, do we have enough facilities? Do we have enough workers? All right. You know, I mean, do we have enough trained workers? And I know it shouldn't be an incentive issue. All right. It shouldn't. You know, we anybody going into this field should want to do it because they care. You know, usually those of us going into medicine are altruistic, although I'm really concerned about how the younger brother of these two Boston bombers, they claim he's a medical student. 19 years old is too young to be a medical student. I guess he's a pre-med student. But please don't go into medicine. We don't need people like you. Lord have mercy. But, you know, but usually when you go into the healthcare field, you're altruistic, etc. But sometimes altruism can't pay the bills. And the one thing that I am foreseeing, and I'm sure it's very easy for all of us to predict, is we're not going to have enough facilities. We're not going to have enough people. We're not going to have the money to pay these people to man these facilities and to take care of our seniors. And since many of our seniors did not have children to the same degree as we did with previous generations, we're going to have more and more people with less children to take care of them requiring these facilities. So you got a twofold issue. One is you got more and more baby boomers. Number two is you have less of these baby boomers having family members that can take care of them. So they're going to have to rely on the state or these private facilities to take care of them. And with Medicare cutting, Medicaid cutting, and reimbursement cutting, we have a huge problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. It's the Rich Eisen. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, as we get any more information, we will definitely clue you in on what's been going on. We're still on the manhunt for the second shooter, the 19-year-old brother of the two bombing suspects. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So I guess a study has come out saying doctors will order fewer lab tests if they know the prices of how much these tests would cost. Apparently, doctors at one U.S. hospital, researchers found, ordered about 9% fewer lab tests, such as blood work, when their computerized record system displayed the price. Huh. Only 9% fewer lab tests? They say before the study, we saw a lot of waste. We saw a lot of tests that didn't need to be ordered. Part of the reason is doctors order a lot of tests could be because they don't know how expensive they are. No, that's not it. That's not it. All right. Yeah, I understand there is a lot of money being wasted. According to the U.S., according to one estimate, they say $226 billion is being wasted, quote unquote, on overtreatment and unnecessary use of lab tests. That's what they found in 2011. All right. As well as adding costs, they're concerned that these unnecessary tests put patients at risk as well. Listen, the reason why doctors are ordering unnecessary lab tests isn't because they don't know the price. It's because doctors, all right, get sued. Okay, I keep telling you guys that. All right. You know, I told you guys about this case. There was a doctor who I had met, and he told me he was sued. He had a patient who had headaches. and he had ordered a CAT scan of the head, right, to make sure there was no tumor, nothing. The CAT scan of the head was normal. Patient was still having headaches. He was treating him for headaches and said, you know, these may be sinus headaches. Let's do a CAT scan of the sinus. So patient got a CAT scan of the sinuses. Pretty clear. All right, so the doctor was still treating the patient, you know, giving medication. Then a few months later, he's like, you know what, let's get an MRI. Something's not right. He does the MRI. MRI shows pretty normal. All right, no issue. All right, so he's, you know, still treating them. Now they're kind of at the year mark. And he's like, you know, you're still having headaches, so let's send you to the neurologist. All right, now we know going to a neurologist is expensive, et cetera, you know. But, you know, at this point, he's like, look, even though I did all the testing, let's get you with the neurologist. He sees a neurologist, and, of course, the neurologist will reorder an MRI. They usually do. All right? So he reorders the MRI, even though the first MRI was a negative a few months back. He reorders the MRI, and the MRI actually finds a tumor. Well, the first doctor got sued because he didn't send the patient to the neurologist sooner. That's what the judge claimed and agreed with. Doctor had to pay an award to the patient. Not sure if the tumor killed the patient or not, but they said if the patient had gotten to the neurologist sooner, more could have been done. Now, you know, we in the medical field, when you listen to this case, you're like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The doctor had normal tests, okay? Why would you put the patient through the expense, the insurance through the expense of a specialist when the tests you have are normal? Well, hearing that this case happened, you bet your butt that a lot of us now are like, fine, you're going to see the doctor first. Then fine, you will see the neurologist first. We know it's expensive, but we're going to be nailed for not referring you. So referrals are expensive, tests being done are expensive, and, you know, the cost of the test did not stop the neurologist from ordering it and finding the tumor. And good job for the neurologist reordering an MRI that had been found to be normal. Good job. I mean, these tests aren't 100% all the time anyway. All right? And I don't think the patient would say any of the doctors spent too much money on them. The patient claimed the doctor didn't do enough. When most doctors get sued, it's because they didn't do enough. That's what's being told. Failure to diagnose. They didn't order the test. If somebody has blood in the urine and the blood in the urine persists and they don't get sent to the urologist or they don't get a cystoscopy and they end up having transitional cell carcinoma of the bladder, they are going to sue. Most likely they are going to sue. And then in the middle of this court case, they're going to say, why didn't you run urine cytology? Why didn't you do a cystoscope? Why didn't you send the patient to a urologist if you don't handle this? So, you know, and then the next thing is over-treatment and unnecessary lab tests. Of those examples I just gave you, what test was unnecessary? Did I bring up anything that was unnecessary? No. The guy was having headaches. The doctor ordered scans of the head, scans of the cat. No. Now, I don't see how those tests were unnecessary. To me, the definition of an unnecessary lab test is running a pregnancy test on a male. All right? I think the definition of an unnecessary lab test when somebody falls, hurts his elbow, and you decide to x-ray his knee. That, to me, is an unnecessary lab test. Okay? Who is determining what's unnecessary? A non-medical professional? A hospital administrator, Kathleen Sebelius? Who is the one deciding what is unnecessary? Okay, we doctors don't order unnecessary lab tests. Now, do we duplicate? Yeah, we duplicate. But as you see on that one case, the neurologist reordered the MRI and found a tumor. In that case, the duplication was right on. I did a duplicate test. We had a patient who was short of breath. I ordered a chest x-ray. X-ray was read as normal by the radiologist. I thought it looked funny, all right, but the radiologist said normal. So I treat the patient for, you know, cough, cold, etc. Patient comes back in, I redo the x-ray. I don't give a damn. A different radiologist read this x-ray and diagnosed him with lung cancer and lymphoma. Eventually, you know, we did CAT scan, you know, biopsies, etc. So Do we duplicate? Yeah, we duplicate. Now, if you want to know what I think we should do to save money, all right. You know, I love the idea of there being some sort of way for us to communicate with other doctors. Or there's a way where a patient's fingerprint can help allow pulling up what was done previously. Now, notice I didn't say national database. Okay? I'm a little nervous about a national database. I am. But I like the idea of if you travel and you end up being in an ER in New York, you could get the records from Las Vegas or from Phoenix or wherever you live sent to that doctor so that they don't duplicate certain tests that were just done a week ago. Okay, to me that makes sense and that saves money. But I can't think of a test at the top of my head that I've heard of a doctor ordering that was quote-unquote unnecessary. Okay, if they're trying to diagnose you, it's necessary. Now, let's say they want to make money and they're, like I said, x-raying your foot when you hurt your hand. Okay, to me that's unnecessary. And to me that could be fraudulent. But when you're talking about somebody falling on his outstretched hand, we call it a foosh injury. Foosh. Falling on outstretched hand. Foosh. And ordering x-rays of the hand and wrist, that is not unnecessary. You know, there's a lot of debate whether you should be getting x-rays when you have low back pain. Should people with low back pain get an x-ray? Okay, well, you know, a lot of low back pain is muscular, so I understand why there's that consideration. But I can't tell you how many times we found that there were more significant pathology on that x-ray. And let's say the person does go to a chiropractor. Let's say the person does go to a physical therapist. Let's say that person has an issue. And they actually had moth-eaten appearance on those lumbar vertebrae that start to disintegrate with any treatment because nobody took a look at it and evaluated for prostate cancer, Mets, etc. Who is going to get nailed? You see? So, in that particular case, I'm not saying doctors should practice to protect themselves from lawsuits. But then again, I mean, if a doctor gets sued and sued significantly, he could be out of practice. Insurance companies may not insure him. And a doctor failing to order a test is under failure to diagnose. So, I mean, and until there's any sort of tort reform or any sort of protection for medical providers, my advice to you all is make sure you don't withhold the test from a patient. All right? If a patient is having blood in the urine that's continual, they probably need cystoscopy or need further evaluation by a urologist. If a patient is having chronic back pain, not only should they have an x-ray, they should probably have an MRI of the back. If a patient is having chronic headaches, they should have an MRI of the brain. If a patient is chronically fatigued, right, or losing weight, they should have a pretty damn good workup to make sure they don't have cancer. If a patient has abdominal bloating, they should have their ovaries looked at. I mean, these are things that I was taught in medical school because we are taught and trained to try to find the cancer before it kills. Or try to find the pathology, try to find the stroke, identify the stroke patients or the stroke patients or the heart attack patients before it happens. Unnecessary test, my foot. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available.
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still on the manhunt for the Tsarnaev younger brother, 19-year-old. As we get any more information, we will keep you posted. You know, CBS discusses whether maybe the social media actually might have helped. Okay, in terms of this manhunt, you know, it blows your mind that we have Facebook and Twitter and that something like this could actually, you know, help solve crimes. And, you know, a lot of you are still, you know, bucking the whole social media, Facebook, Twitter craze. I mean, I remember when MySpace came out, it actually made me kind of nervous. You know, I'm like, why do I want my public information there? Why do I want to, you know, chat with people who could be predators, et cetera? And then I finally gave in. I joined Facebook. And then, you know, I guess this is, you know, what society is now. I mean, this is how we inform each other. Many of you say you get your news on Facebook first. You know, you wake up, you check your Facebook, you check your texts, and you see that first before you even turn on the TV and turn on the news, or before you go to your homepage and look at Google, AOL, etc. And so, you know, that's why I try to make it a point to give you whatever news I can, because I know many of you, when you wake up, I mean, that's what happened with me. I woke up, you know, this morning, and KFI from L.A., gives these little news bits, and immediately it had given me a news update on the Chechenian brothers, you know, who they were, and you know, one was shot, etc. So immediately I wanted to get online and make sure that whoever was also waking up at the same time would look at that. Now, you know, keep in mind, the news had already been out, but when you guys log on, one thing that we need to know in the social media setting is when you log on and come on, at that real time, you need your news. So if there was a story posted at 5 a.m., you're not going to see that unless somebody is reposting at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m., etc. And it's kind of there's kind of a little art to it, you know, and this is why there are quote-unquote social media specialists, and there's people that are hired by companies. It blows my mind that people are actually making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year being the social media online. I mean, hire me. I'll tweet and Facebook for you. But it is a process that has to be ongoing. You know, I usually don't sit there and keep repeating news, you know, because I just want to make sure you guys get the news. It doesn't have to be from me. I don't care if you got it from me or if you got it from Fox News or CNN. I just want to make sure you guys get the news, all right? And I don't want you guys going for a period of time, you know, without it. It always stinks when someone's like, huh? Like, for example, when September 11th happened, I called up a friend of mine to let her know, because I didn't know if she was watching the news, and it was her kid's birthday. And, you know, so she goes, oh, yeah, so this is what we're going to do. So it's a birthday party. This is what we're going to do, you know. And I go, okay, that's great, everything, but turn on the news, okay, because it looks like we're getting bombed, all right? You know, we didn't know we're getting attacked. You know, we didn't know, you know, who else was getting attacked. I mean, I didn't know, you know, that day if I should take my kid to daycare. I didn't know if I should have the office open, if I should have my staff stay home where it's safe or come to work. We didn't know what was going on. But, you know, I tried to make sure I informed as many people who I didn't think was going to watch the news or listen in, you know, to check. You know, because a lot of us, when we get into our cars, we have the music stations, or we don't listen to music on the radio when you're going to have news breaking in. You got your CDs, your iPhones, etc. And so, you know, luckily with social media and Twitter, people will at least get some sort of news. And anyway, authorities, okay, they say, immediately after Monday's bombing, photos and videos of the Boston Marathon casual tragedy began, I guess, spreading online through, like, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. And then they say amateur sleuths began using crowdsourcing to compile, analyze data, point fingers at potential substances or suspects. And so they say that there is a possibility that it was non-authorities that were able to help Boston police and FBI figure out who these guys were. I don't know. I mean, I think anybody should get credit who helped. Absolutely. I could believe it. But they say as soon as Tsarnaev's identity was revealed, his profile on one of Europe's largest social media sites, VK.com, began spreading on Twitter, along with new photos of the suspect. And then up-to-the-minute updates were posted immediately on Twitter. They say the chatter was so loud that the FBI and Boston Police Department both tweeted out requests for people to stop posting the sensitive information. They say, warning, do not compromise officer safety by broadcasting tactical positions of homes being searched. So that's interesting, too. The other thing to think about is as police were searching, you had probably neighbors across the street taking pictures and then tweeting it and posting it. They say some were following the updates in real time, were tuning in to police scanners. Reuters deputy social media editor Matt Keyes quickly uploaded police scanner audio to SoundCloud. One of the most disconcerting clips, they said, was of the law enforcement yelling, he is posting online, I will kill you all like you killed my brother. The officer was referring to a tweet that was posted by, I guess, this new Twitter account that tweeted Boston police with threats. The account's authenticity was quickly debunked, etc. Gawker and BuzzFeed later reported that another Twitter account had belonged to Tsarnaev. So then you start getting these fake tweets. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, some people are sick, but some people are funny. Remember when that snake, was it a snake, an exotic snake, had escaped from the zoo? And it was running around New York. And so somebody started a Twitter account. And so the snake was supposedly tweeting, whoa, trying to cross the street, but there's so many cars. Whoop! You know, and so people were following the snake on Twitter. That's kind of funny. Okay, but not too funny. So anyway, as a manhunt is going on, we will keep you posted. You know, mind you, be very careful what you are reading on Twitter and Facebook, etc. All right. All right, let's go to some medical news. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say exercise and diet can help sleep apnea from worsening. I know a lot of you groan when we talk about sleep apnea because many of you know you have it, and many doctors will tell you you got to lose weight. I won't take out your tonsils or do the UVVP or give you the CPAP machine. Just lose weight. And you guys go, fine, I'll lose weight, and it doesn't happen. You know how many times we've done that? We've told ourselves, you know what? I'll lose weight. So all of lost weight, it'll be fine. It never happens. You never lose the weight. Anyway, researchers found that obese study participants who went through one-year lifestyle intervention were about half as likely to see their sleep apnea progress to more severe disease compared to those who didn't get the extra help. They said it usually takes a few years to progress from mild disease to the more severe disease, and it's mostly due to weight gain. With these results, we could say that if we change our lifestyle, we can really stop the progression of sleep apnea. Nobody has really paid any attention to preventing the progression. So apparently what they did is they looked at 81 obese adults with mild sleep apnea, and they assigned these guys to one-year intervention, basically like a low-calorie meal plan, which include diet and exercise. Then you had a comparison group that got a couple diet and physical activity information sessions, but not much. But the people that had the intervention, they found that those who were 12 pounds lighter than they had been 5 years earlier, okay, and then the comparison group was about 1 pound heavier. Six participants in the intervention group had seen their mild sleep apnea progress to moderate disease. None had developed severe disease, but 12 members of the comparison group worsened. So basically, what is this saying? Weight loss does help. It does. It's a small study here. But, you know, think about it. Sleep apnea is where you lose oxygen to the brain because you're either stopping breathing when you sleep because of something obstructing, fat in your neck, tonsillar tissue, etc., or because of the way the mouth is, because of the way you're positioned, or you have central sleep apnea where your body stops breathing at times. But the obstructive sleep apnea is where I think we see the most benefit from obesity. I don't think we have enough studies out there with the central sleep apnea. To me, you know, I could see that there could be a correlation, but a central sleep apnea isn't as common as the obstructive, so we don't seem to see that studied as much. But, you know, my concern is having less oxygen go to the brain causes stress. It causes stress on the heart, stress on the brain. So these people that get strokes first thing in the morning, when they, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, or heart disease, I blame the sleep apnea for that. So it doesn't hurt to lose weight. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. A new book suggests that there are mistakes that couples make. We get these all the time. And sometimes I like to, inform you of some of these theories behind why marriages have issues and mistakes that people make. And sometimes I like what they have to say, sometimes I don't. But this one is kind of cute. Okay? Basically, authors Paula Schusman and Jenny Anderson, I guess they write for the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, have come up with top seven marriage mistakes that even smart couples make. So, for example, splitting the housework 50-50. They say it's the fairest way to split the chores, like washing the dishes, walking the dog, but they says aiming for 50-50 means you're constantly keeping score, making sure that neither of you is getting the short end of the stick and bickering every time you are. So they say to use a system similar to what economists call comparative advantage, where each of you is responsible for what you're best at relative to other tasks. Yeah, this is something that I think most couples already know how to do. You know, I mean, my husband knows I usually deal with the laundry, whereas he kind of usually deals with the dishes. I think that is easier. When you guys split and share the dishes, nah, you're always bickering. But going, you know, the only problem is, you know, when we first got married, if I said you were going to do dishes the rest of our marriage, he would have divorced me. So it has to be something that you guys just generally fall into. But just like with any sort of, you know, office environment, et cetera, you need to make sure that there are tasks that are delegated to certain people. Once you start, you know, sharing the task, then you don't know who, where the responsibility lies. They say a big mistake is to wait until you're in the mood to have sex. They say unless you're both extremely hot and share an obsessive addiction to monogamous sex, odds are you're not in the mood as often as you were when you first met. So if you wait till you're turned on, months might go by before it occurs to you that maybe sex would be a fun thing to do. Now, I guess the economist George Lowenstein, this has been reported by Fox News, developed a theory called the hot-cold empathy gap, which says that we have two types of cells. We have a cold, clear-headed, rational self that says, I will have sex with my husband when I come home tonight because I love him, and I will enjoy it, and it's good for my marriage. But then you have a hot, impulsive, emotional-driven type self when the time comes saying, I've had such a bad day, I feel fat and bloated, my husband is annoying tonight, no way am I going to have sex. So they say when the time actually comes and we're not in the mood, we may, I guess, need to, what are they saying here? La, 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 la. They say you should listen to your cool self voice. You're not in the mood now, but you were then when you were thinking about it. I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe this isn't as good as I thought. Assuming a rough patch is the end of the world. This I agree with. You know, when we talk about relationships, you know, I'll have people write or ask or call in going, okay, how do I know that this is the typical work of a marriage? Or how do I know, when do you know that this wasn't meant to be? And that's a big question a lot of us have. You know, if we have a fight with our husbands or our wives, etc., does that mean we are really incompatible and this is somebody I shouldn't live with? Or is that just the norm? Okay, it is normal to fight. It is. All right. And it's normal to fight a lot. Sometimes the more passionate people are with each other, you know, the hot self, like he just earlier said, you know, sometimes you will fight more. But I think a lot of couples do give up too early. Okay. That's why marriage counselors are, I think, so helpful and they're underutilized. All right. I think the idea of, okay, we always fight. We're never on the same page. We're not compatible. That doesn't necessarily mean the marriage has to end. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of things I disagree with my husband. But luckily, we're compatible on the right types of things. Okay? Remember, you guys aren't going to be a perfect match all the time. So your job is to hope that you guys agree roughly on the same thing. Now, you know, for example, money is an issue that a lot of people fight on. Okay? Somebody's making the money, the other person's spending it. Okay, that could be discongruous. I mean, that could be an issue that doesn't get solved. You know, I'm working so hard. I'm working hard to make the money. Wife spends it. And when I tell her to stop spending, she gets mad. All right? Well, then, you know, maybe a solution to that is to have her handle the bills. Have her work on the budgeting. Have her, you know, figure out. You know, maybe a way to talk to her about that is go, all right, honey, so we don't fight. All right, because I don't want to fight with you on that. Let's figure out how we do this. You know, because then we don't have to have the conversation of fighting. You know, that I think is a very helpful technique. Whenever you see that you and an employee, or you and a partner, or you and a spouse, seem to always have a source of contention of something. The reason why we always say communication is key, you got to communicate, is because sometimes there's a way to fix this. You know, I had an employee who really didn't want to listen to instruction. And when we would talk to her about how to approach a patient, you know, she would get mad. And so I sat down with her and I go, look, what is the easiest way for me to talk to you? Okay, because I don't want you getting upset every time I correct you, and I don't want to correct you. I try not to sound like I'm correcting you. I try to, you know, give you feedback because, again, I don't want you, you know, addressing the patient incorrectly because that could come back to bite you, come back to bite the office, et cetera. You know, you saying the person has something terminal when it's not terminal. Okay, you know, terminal ileum is a specific, you know, part of the body. So, you know, what I want you to do is just have the patient follow up with the provider. Don't go into specifics. All right, but what is the best way to talk to you? Because I don't want us to fight. I think you have the potential to do an amazing job. How do you want me to approach you with corrections? Now, unfortunately, 99% of these people that I notice you can't come up to with corrections, even if they go, you know what, maybe you could say, if they don't want to be corrected, they don't want to be corrected. But, you know, sometimes with the spouse, you know, if you have issues of who's spending the money and who's not helping, et cetera, honey, look, I don't want to, you know, act like the nagging wife. I don't want to seem like I'm always on you, you know, to mow the lawn, et cetera. What's a good way to do this? Because I don't want to be the nagging wife. I want to be the cool wife. So if I notice that the mowing isn't done, what's the best way to approach you with it? I mean, I have to actually have that talk with my husband. I go, if I ever bring up a subject about, let's say, your family or whatever, or money, or I don't know, video games or whatever, how do I do it so I don't appear to put you on the defensive or whatever? And you know, a lot of times he says, you know, well, when you storm into the room and do this, yeah, but if you come in, you know, bringing it this way, and you know, he was right. A lot of times I walk in, I don't really say hello, I don't say how was your day, I just start complaining about something. Well, you know, and then that taught me to use a different technique. So remember, marriages take work. You know, there's some people say to never go to bed angry. And always resolve the argument. No. I've noticed more and more, evidence of maybe going to sleep and sleeping on it. Now, with me and my husband, no, I can't do that. I can't go to bed with him mad at me or me mad at him. I always, you know, and I mean, boy, are we able, we're able to resolve the difference within 60 seconds. And usually that's how we resolve. It's going, look, I don't want to fight with you on this. Okay, I'm sure we could come up to something. Do you want to talk tomorrow? And we'll figure out a way where it's, you know, it's a pretty good compromise. Right? Because I'm sure there's a way we could compromise on this. This way we aren't going to bed fighting. Yeah, because I, you know, for us, we don't like to do that. But sometimes when you guys have a fight, sometimes sleeping on it does work. So get that out of your mind, because if you try to stay up all night, then you guys sometimes will just fight all night. Okay? You got to be careful with, quoting, I'm not even going by their advice anymore. This is my advice. Please be very careful bringing up any mother-in-laws or father-in-laws. Okay? That, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes. You sound like your father. You sound like your mother. Okay? You look like your mother. That's going to get you a divorce easy. But the other thing, too, also, is sometimes you need to stop, right, before you speak. Because sometimes you need to see, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to hurt him? Okay? And if you're trying to say hurtful things, sometimes you'll never get those back. So that cooling down period is crucial. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We will be posting updates on Twitter and Facebook as we get them. So please stay tuned on that. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe. God bless.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.